While I was doing my research, I discovered that in a lot of religious institutions, there was this sisters and nuns that maybe sometimes they decide to do this kind of life, like closing in church, just because they really want to play. And outside of that walls, they cannot really do it. After a lot of research on Google and Wikipedia and all the like internet, I just went to the point and I found a book, very interesting book, that was all the archives of these four big institutions. And on these archives, it was a very big book, I read like names and surnames. They didn't have real surnames. The surnames of these ladies were the instrument. So it's like Lucia dal violin, of violin, or Marietta dell'organetto, like the organ players. And I get really inspired by this, like the facts, because in this book you can really read one of the girls just escaped because she was mad, but then the priest go and find her, and now she's in we punished her and she cannot play for 2 weeks. I don't know, this book was full of very realistic details. So I was fascinating because I said, well, these were girls raised all together, and it's something that I really care about, like the relationship between people that lives in the same conditions, and they can like help each other to get better, to change something. And these girls were quite famous at their age, because Vivaldi, that was one of the most important priest composer, and it was the headmaster of one of these institutions, Istituto della Pietà, he was quite famous at the age in his epoch. So a lot of visitors used to come from all around Europe, like to hear this wonderful concert, all made by girls. But these girls were hidden behind curtains, and the people could not really see them. And on this book, I read that you cannot really, they were hidden because they were, maybe because they were too beautiful. So like people in church and guys and men can be distracted by them.